No, I never saw that. We always had the feather pillows, you know what I mean? And like I said, usually two pillows to the bed, you know?
Yeah.
And
you know what they call those? Like big, long pillows?
Kind of a roll pillow, I guess. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. Something
The only thing I could think of, you know, was just, I can remember the times they used to take the pillows themselves, you know, and fold them.
Yeah.
Instead of like flat like that, they would take the pillow and just roll it over in half, you know, and tuck the spread around it, and make it look like a log at the head of the bed.
Okay. Now, what'd you call that where you'd sleep on the floor, the children would sleep on?
To do that. They more or less forced these Southern people. In other words, they voted Democratic, the old-timers, my father and them, they wouldn't have, if they'd have put up Isaac Goldstein and he was a Democrat, they'd have voted for him, see? And, of course, I've never voted that way. I've voted the Democratic ticket, but I'm this way. I vote for the man.
Yes.
I think that's what it should be. And,
We were talking about the Golden Gloves, about Golden Gloves and stuff like that. Tell me that story again about...
Oh, about the
headwork
we had at high school? We had a boy by the name of Sarah. He was of Syrian descent. He was a big boy. And even in, you know, in fact, when he was in seventh grade, he played varsity football.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, they had amateur boxing at school. And he got started in it, and he was just terrific. He whipped everything around. In fact, I saw him lose a couple times, and it was always a split decision, you know. And but this particular time that I was telling you about yesterday in Nashville, that he was fighting at the Hippodrome, and there's a boy by the name of Pretty Kelly. Weighed about 220 pounds. Salem weighed about 245, 250, you know. And they squared off there, and of course they, right at the first of the fight, first round, there wasn't about three or four legs passed. Salem caught him with a left hook, then caught him with a right uppercut. Caught him in the midsection, actually lifted him through the first and second rope, you know. He was on his way out, he was in the corner, and the momentum from the punch itself just folded most of his body up and pushed the rope down, you know, and eventually his feet flipped up and out on the apron into the reporters, you know. And then the next fight, everybody was scared then, you know. Had a boy from Knoxville. He weighed about 200 and some odd pounds. There was about, half a dozen licks there. And he knocked him out. And
you fought the next night?
Yeah, well, in other words, up there, you fight in the evening, you know, and maybe at night. And if you continue to win, you know, you fight the next day and the next night, see? And, I fought three times in a day. Morning, evening, and night. And consequently, old Salem, he whipped everything up there, and he got to the finals, and there was a boy from Birmingham, Alabama, that just weighed 176 pounds. In other words, really, he was a light heavyweight, and he was awful fast. But the only reason they made him a heavyweight was for the simple reason they had another good light heavyweight, you know, from Birmingham,
mm-hmm.
and didn't really have a good heavyweight entry,
yeah.
See? So they put this Dubose boy, Waylon Dubose, I think his name was Waylon, they put him in the heavyweight division. Well, make a long